The Best Bacon in America, a comprehensive survey of the finest bacons in these United States, by Scott Gold. One of the most difficult parts of being America's bacon critic is that I haven't been able to lovingly catalog every single bacon that I've tasted. My notes are legion and mostly scribbled on papers smeared with pork fat as well as ink. When you're on the hunt for the best bacon in the country, you sample a shitload of bacon. And I ate some fantastic bacon that, while worthy in many ways, fell slightly short in one category or another. Or in some cases, really short. Yes, there is bad bacon out there, I'm sad to admit. So here, finally, is your answer, your verdict. I have decided what I feel is the best bacon in the United States. But there are some other bacons that bear mentioning, if only to show you that I haven't been slacking off in my pursuit of smoked pork's sublimity. Here then, before we get to the best of the best, are what I like to refer to as the bacon superlatives. It's like your high school yearbook, best dressed, wittiest, most handsome, most ambitious, etc., but for best bacons. If you're curious, I was voted most likely to wind up writing commercial jingles with Jesse from Full House. True story. So here are 10 bacons that, while not reaching the top tier, still deserve a tip of the cap for one of their notable qualities. After those, I'll get to what you came here for, the best bacon in America. We start, though, with the worst bacon, Aberdeen Farms irregularly sliced value bacon. This is the only bacon I regret eating. I suppose the $2.68 a pound price tag and value bacon label should have been a giant red flag. What made it so bad? It was stringy, gooey to the touch, and diaphanously thin to the point where there's basically no way to cook it without either eating it half raw or burning it to death. Avoid at all costs. Best non-belly bacon, uncured loin bacon from Mangalista by Moose Fund. Moose Fund is one of the very few American producers of Mangalista pork. While I found their American-style bacon delicious, especially with that luscious, creamy fat, it skewed a little too salt-forward for my palate, and I lost the pork in the process. However, their loin bacon, which is the tenderloin section of the hog sliced thin and fully cooked, was outstanding. Best wild bacon, Buffalo Gal Wild Boar Bacon. There are two compelling reasons to avail yourself of wild boar meat. First, feral hogs are a serious ecological menace, and they're tearing up huge swaths of the southeast United States, including my home state of Louisiana. Secondly, it's delicious. My first encounter with true wild boar meat was from a shoulder of a hog hunted by a family friend near Shreveport, and it was a revelation. Leaner than domestic white pork, and darker too, but much more fragrant, with a tremendous depth of character that you'll never find in factory pork. Extending that logic, bacon from such an animal should be equally delicious. And friends, I'm happy to inform you, it is. It really is. It was lovely on its own, but truly took my BLT or WBBLT to the next level. Best Curabuta Bacon, Snake River Farms. Curabuta is the designation of a Japanese heritage breed of hog, also known to Westerners as Berkshire pork. Like other heritage breeds, it's generally raised in better conditions than mass-market pigs, with natural feed, no crating, and usually no antibiotics or growth hormones. As a result, they have juicier, more flavorful meat and creamier, richer fat. If all that sounds good to you, look to Snake River Farms for their stellar selection of Curabuta products. Best Bacon Burger in Tokyo, T.Y. Harbor. When I traveled to Japan recently for my brother's wedding, the last place I would expect my soon-to-be Japanese extended family to bring us for a meal in Tokyo would be an American-style brew pub. Turns out that pub, the only floating river lounge in the city, offers one hell of a good burger. As skeptical as I was to add the bacon option, the this-is-my-job-buddy factor kicked in, and I went for it. And glad that I did, too. That bacon burger could easily do well on the menu of pretty much any brew pub stateside, with a proportionate patty, a perfectly soft but resilient potato roll, fresh avocado and tomato, and the kicker, three slices of thick, smoky, juicy, yet crispy bacon. Best Fruity Bacon, Tenderbelly Cherry Wood Smoked Dry Cured Bacon. Tenderbelly was highly recommended by one of my food writer friends in Denver as their great local bacon. It has a lovely dark lean to it that you'll only find in quality pork and good striations of fat without being overly unctuous. It also boasts an excellent thickness quotient right there in my favorite Goldilocks zone. Most distinctively, though, is that Tenderbelly opts for cherry wood in smoking their signature bacon, and while you can hardly taste the apples in applewood smoked bacon, you can actually taste the cherry here. It might not be for everyone, and it's certainly unique among the bacons I've sampled, but I enjoy the bold decision to go with such a heavily flavored fruit wood for smoking. Best Dinner Bacon, Burgers Smokehouse Cajun Bacon Steaks. On most occasions, I shy away from super thick bacon. It comes off as food that has something to prove. I was surprised then when I found out how much I enjoyed the Cajun-flavored bacon steaks from Burger Smokehouse. At a quarter inch thick, they're roughly double the cut size of most bacon I prefer, but it's important to take them at face value and realize that this is bacon and you can have on a dinner plate instead of, say, a pork chop. Adding to my skepticism was the boast of Cajun spices, which, when applied by Yankees, Burgers is based in Missouri, almost always results in an abundance of cayenne pepper and little else. Not so here. I could detect distinct but not overpowering hints of onion, garlic, and both red and black pepper, rounded out by a hearty pork flavor. Nobody would fault you for serving them a couple of slices of these beasts as their dinner protein, for sure. Well, maybe those who would opt for your mushroom bacon. Best Bacon for Smoke Lovers, North Country Smokehouse Maple Cured Center Cut Bacon. Smoke is essential for making American bacon, and those who produce this fine product tinker with the smoke element, like Alan Turing trying to beat the Nazi Enigma machine. For those who crave the smoke in the way that barbecue enthusiasts do, look to North Country Smokehouse's Applewood Smoked Bacon. I mean, come on, the word smoke is in the name of the damn company. It's not a balanced bacon by any means. The smoke is aggressive, but that doesn't mean it's not great. Enjoy this one like a fine cigar. Best All-Purpose No-Frills Supermarket Bacon, Smithfield Thick Cut Bacon. Smithfield makes a staggering amount of pork products, so no matter where you live, you'll be able to find it, believe me. Of all the ubiquitous bacon brands by large companies, this particular bacon impressed me in its versatility. It's thick, but not too thick, certainly not dinner bacon thick, but hefty enough to wrap around shrimp or scallops, chop up for a Cobb salad or deviled eggs, or to just fry up when you have a wicked hangover. Simple, easy, and no fuss. This is the kind of bacon your mom made for your family on Sunday morning in the 80s while you watched cartoons. Well, at least if you were me. Best Bacon for Crispy Bacon Lovers, Nyman Ranch Uncured Applewood Smoked Bacon. Nyman gets a good rep for treating their pigs well while simultaneously supplying to large chains like Chipotle. Consider it commercial hippie bacon. Despite trying to come off as the Prius of pork products, Nyman actually does make a quality bacon. While again, I miss the curing element, you can taste the pig, and it's a good taste, a big greasy hug in the mouth. But most importantly, I noted on several cooks that it tends to crisp up really nicely, with a great crunch without coming off as cremated, as many standard cut bacons do when you leave them sizzling in the fat a bit too long. All right, and now the final four. Number four, Benton's Hickory Smoked Country Bacon. Before restaurants started bragging about farm names, heirloom titles, and heritage breeds, the chicken's name was Cullen, here are his papers. Bacon was just, well, bacon. You didn't have to know what hill in Kentucky it came from, or whether the hog was fed soft winter wheat and sweet summer corn. You just ordered the bacon and you ate it. Then came Benton's, and it was as though the magnetic poles of the planet reversed. Everyone in the food world started talking about it lovingly, in hushed tones, as though it were the secret to end all secrets. Does it live up to the hype? Yes. Yes, it does. And it does so by keeping things staggeringly simple. The only ingredients listed on the package are a cure of salt, brown sugar, and pepper. Notice that there's no mention of sodium nitrite, i.e. curing salt or pink salt. Not that I'm against it in the least. This is some old-school stuff, and it shows. Thick slices of porcine wonderfulness just exuding an aroma of sexy smoke. That's what makes Benton's Benton's. Heavy smoke, but not enough to throw the entire slab out of balance. If you're not into smoke, this isn't the bacon for you. But for pretty much everyone else, the smoke is what really stabs you in the heart. Add to that a perfect amount of salt, thickness, and piggy flavor, and you have one of the finest examples of American bacon in the world. Number 3. Bill E's Small Batch Bacon. Among even high-end artisanal bacons in the United States, Bill E's is a cut above. Bill E. Stitt's years of studying bacon, the guy basically went to Bacon Harvard and even consulted with Benton's, show in his product. I don't need to tell you too much more about this brilliant bacon that I haven't already covered in detail, but what I will say is that slab after slab, I was dazzled by the consistency of the product, from the uniformly thick rectangular slices that seem as though they were factory tooled to the always immaculate balance of the holy bacon elements. The salt dances with the hickory smoke, then trades off to the creamy fat, and finishes with pork that has clearly been sired from royal hogs. Bill's end game is to have his bacon as a standalone dish on restaurant menus across America. I, for one, cannot wait for that to happen, and if it's going to happen for any bacon, I'm rooting for Bill E. Stitt's. Number 2. Broadbent's Maplewood Smoked Bacon. While many bacon producers specialize in a single product upon which they can dedicate their entire attention, Broadbent's makes several different styles of bacon. They do hickory, apple, and maplewood smoked versions, as well as a peppered bacon and one that's nitrite-free, an unnecessary addition to the line, in my opinion. Nothing wrong with a little curing salt to get things going. Among these options, it was the maplewood smoked version that stood out. The others were lovely too, but there was something about the sweetness of that maple that complemented the salt, smoke, pork, and fat in a way that I didn't find in their apple or hickory smoked bacon, or in many of the other bacons I tasted from across the country. While normally a maple bacon would tend to be too sweet, if not cloying, this one hit that note square on the jaw and knocked it the hell out. There's a reason people dunk their bacon in their pancake syrup. And now, number 1, Vandy Rose Farms Applewood Smoked Artisan Dry Cured Bacon. I ordered Vandy Rose on a whim from a reputable online bacon purveyor, and after tasting that first slice, I knew instinctively that this wasn't run-of-the-mill smoked pork. Like a great lover, something about this bacon touched my soul. The interesting thing about Vandy Rose is that it's kind of shrouded in mystery. They're not a single farm, but an Iowa-based niche marketing collective that sources pork from a number of farms throughout America's Corn Belt. They use all-natural vegetarian feed, have a marked disdain for antibiotics and growth hormones, and boast that each individual hog is hand-inspected for ideal profile and weight. You can immediately sense all of this attention to detail upon taking a bite of this stuff. Whether you fry it in a skillet or bake it in the oven, one taste will make your eyes reflexively close as you take a deep sigh of amazement and appreciation and think, "Now this is bacon." The applewood smoke rides nicely in the background as the cure and pork take over. As with Bill E's, Vandy Rose is a sublimely balanced product, with no single aspect overtaking another. They all work in harmony, an orchestra of flavors and textures that make this bacon nothing short of brilliant. If you think I'm waxing rhapsodic, you're right, I am. But trust me, try this bacon and you'll realize why. So, there you have it. Vandy Rose Farms. That's your best bacon in the United States. It's a supremely beautiful product that will delight and dazzle anyone who tries it. To you, my dear readers, the bacon-loving masses of America and beyond, thank you for following along on my wild bacon ride. This is my final dispatch as America's bacon critic. But don't worry, you haven't heard the last of me. Not by a long shot. I haven't even talked to you about ham yet. Your friend in bacon, Scott.